we can make a decision together. And by making a decision together, that decision becomes a commitment. I know I have felt strengthened a lot of the time because I've remembered that you are in my life and that we are committed to each other and that we believe in each other. I believe in you. I believe that you can have the most fulfilling life. And I ask that you believe the same of me. I really do, because I believe in your perfection. I believe you are perfect. It's true, you are perfect. I believe there is no guilt. I believe nothing needs to hold us back. I believe you will not be held back. You will be yourself to the fullest. You'll have everything nice that you want. For the life that is right for you. And I do ask that you believe the same of me. And sometimes it's a little easy to believe well for others or see the best in others. A little more easy than it is to see it in ourselves. I know I've been very judgmental of myself. Actually, I've been quite afraid for a very long time. And I am deciding that I cannot continue that way. I cannot continue to have a fear. I cannot continue to carry a fear. I cannot continue to be stirred by whatever's happening because I might, even if I'm not consciously aware, the fear comes up. Fear that I might be disappointed with myself. And I'm going to tell you really briefly, not as a sad story, but just as a bit of background on where my head had been. Quite recently until now, a reason why I have not been recording for months. I actually listened back to when I recorded, and it was on the 4th of July, and I didn't even release that one. I was not happy with it. I was not feeling like myself for quite a long time. And a reason was due to that fear and shame, or fear of shame, because I'd made a lot of mistakes, what I considered mistakes. Of course, there aren't mistakes. There are not mistakes. Nothing really happens, and nothing ever really does happen, which is a bit of a concept to wrap our heads around. You know what else is a concept that is quite wild to wrap our heads around? The concept of having to wrap our heads around something. So, in my life, for whatever reason, I've had, it's as though I've absorbed shame. And then I had a fear of the shame. And I tried to ignore the fear of the shame. Well, circumstances had really brought up, I'd been in a lot of new situations. I felt as though I was foolish. I'd often been in situations with other men where I felt as though I was not very masculine or not very capable. And I felt I was either diminished in some ways, even if they were not trying to be cruel, but just in the situation, I felt diminished. And perhaps the person did, you know, try to have the better of me because of that tipping of the scales, at least emotionally and mentally. So these situations, me trying to take on things when I didn't have the familiarity, and me making mistakes and me getting to the point where I was just not hardly thinking clearly. I was so disconnected. And a lot of that was from the shame, and it was from the fear of the shame. Well, I need us to decide that shame has no part in our perfect life. I want you to decide with me. I believe that you are free from shame. And I would really like for you to believe that I am free from shame, because I got to a point where I could not, I'm going to say I could not continue. I could not continue in that way. And we've all probably had that recognition at some time where we could not continue in the same way. And so we can let those old energies go. And I come on right now with you. I come on as a friend. I'm not really feeling like I'm not feeling as though I am a teacher. And I want for us to declare together that we are valuable. And actually, I ask you to say this, and we will all say it. And even if we're listening and speaking it at different points in time, there really are not different points in time. I'm with you if you are with me. And I am declaring that we live in our perfection. I'd like you to speak with me. Repeat. We live in our perfection. We live in our perfection. We can experience unlimited goodness. We can experience unlimited goodness. Now, I'm saying these, which are sort of affirmations, and I'm starting them with the inclusive term. It's actually a singular term. We. A lot of times, affirmations start with I, because people are thinking of their own lives. Well, that's fine. But it's a lot more helpful to realize that our own lives are each other's lives. We are together, and your growth and your fulfillment is of the most absolute importance to me. I want for us to feel comfortable. Let's say that. We are comfortable. We are comfortable. We are filled with peace. We are filled with peace. Realize that we are together. And realize that you are beautiful. We are beautiful. We deserve enjoyment. We have joy. We are joyful. Much love, and I really do want to come together regularly. Well, let's decide to do that.